Malachim Aleph Perek Tezayin Pasuk Tes Vav. So, Bishnas Esrim Voshev Ashana La'asa Melech Yehuda, in the 27th year of Asa, the king of Yehuda, who has now seen quite a few Israelite kings come and go, Molach Zimri. Zimri, the conspirator, the assassin, who killed Elah, ruled Shivas Yamim Besirtza for 7 days in Tirtza, the capital, that had been set up previous generations of kings. 7 days, not a very long malucha. He thought that by killing his way to the top, he was now going to remain in office, at least until his family got wiped out, the way Basha's family got wiped out, the way Yeravam's family got wiped out, but he didn't even get the chance. Returning to where we were earlier, where Elah got himself killed, the army was besieging the city of Gibson that belonged to the Plishtim, an important stronghold of the Philistines. Yisrael spent many years trying to conquer it, to the relief, I'm sure, of Yehuda, who enjoyed not being the target of Yisrael's enmity for a while. And so, we've seen several kings lose their lives during the siege, or sieges, of Gibson. Vayishma ha'om hachonim lemor, pasuk tes zayin. So the nation, the people who were encamped, heard the news, saying, Koshar Zimri, Zimri conspired. Vigam hiko es ha'melech. And he assassinated the king, King Elah, who we barely knew, who was sitting there drunk. But I guess a party king could be very popular. He was on the cover of People magazine. He was on all the gossip pages every week. So, Vayamlichu chol Yisrael es Omri sar tzava al Yisrael. And so, what all of Yisrael did, which shows how little popularity Zimri had, Zimri, remember, was general over half the chariots, and he had abandoned the people in battle and left them to their own devices. So it could be that as much as the fact that he may have been from Shevet Shimon, that he had no right to rule, that he killed a popular drunken king, the fail son, who at the time had been on the throne. So they were angry at him, and they didn't want him permanently as king. So all of Yisrael crowned Omri, the general, to be over the kingdom of Yisrael by Yomahu Bamachaneh, on that very day, in the camp. So on that very day, on the very day that they heard, perhaps, so that would mean 7 days after Zimri took office, perhaps it was even on the very same day. So now you've got civil war in Yisrael, which itself was already a breakaway. So when you start a breakaway, sometimes your breakaway ends up giving birth to another breakaway. And because you have formed it on the tradition of breaking away, there's really not much you can do. So now Zimri has a problem, because a far more formidable general, with all the popular support in the world, has been crowned king basically by the army. This is what happened with Napoleon Bonaparte. In 1798, Napoleon Bonaparte had been successful on the Nile, and he had been successful in many battles, and the ruling group in Paris, which by that point was in complete chaos after the Reign of Terror, after the French Revolution, called Napoleon back, and he came back to Paris with 200,000 of his favorite men, all holding muskets. And all of a sudden, the ruling group decided that Napoleon would be one of the great secretaries of the council as well. He was originally part of a triumvirate, but soon the other two members proved to be inconvenient, to the point where Napoleon ended up being the leader all by himself. As any Latin American or African country can tell you from the late 20th century, having charge of the army goes a long way to setting one in power. George Washington was unique that way. He resigned his commission at the end of the Revolution, did not take power, and went home to Virginia to go back to his plantation, to the huge surprise of many in America and throughout the world. King George III himself was quoted as saying that if George Washington truly refused power and went home, then he would be the greatest man who ever lived. That is something very difficult to do. Omri is not inclined to decline. So Yazayan, Vayala Omri, V'chol Yisrael Imo Mi Gibbeson. So Omri and all of Israel with him came marching up from Gibbeson, presumably unsuccessfully. They gave up on the siege because now they have enemies at home that they want to take on. Vayotsuru Al Tirza. And the mighty siege machine that had been targeted against the Philistines is now targeted against the seat of power itself. Zimri the usurper, the assassin who had made himself king and thought that by killing out Baasha's relatives and friends, he was wiping out any opposition to himself. Zimri now has angered the entire nation against him, which just goes to show you, you can try, but he made a very, very bad miscalculation. Being a usurper without an army does not bode well for your chances of holding on to power. And we will dispose of Zimri and see where Omri goes with all the power he is now going to amass next time.